Hello, hello, friend. Today, we're moving from connections to implementation. Now, this lesson is all about how to implement an arts integration initiative in your school or district. Now that you know all about lesson and assessment design, arts integrated strategies, curriculum mapping, and how to connect arts integration with other initiatives, it's time to take a look at the sequence for putting this all together. Now, this is a very tactical lesson. So for today, we are just covering the five-step implementation framework for bringing arts integration into your school or district and how to use one of these areas as a focus for your final sprint project. So let's get started. Now, the arts integration implementation framework happens in five stages: strategies, standards alignment, lesson delivery, assessment, and extension. And this is actually very similar to a lesson design, right? You'd start with some strategies, you look at the standards you're working with, you create and deliver the lesson, you assess the learning, and then you look for extension opportunities for students. This framework is meant to parallel that process, but in more of a professional development way. You're looking at each of these components as a separate component of a professional development sequence. You'll start by teaching your staff some strategies. Then you'll move them through the standards alignment process through curriculum mapping, just like we did. Then you'll work through how to design and deliver a lesson, and then you might do a whole PD session on arts integrated assessments. Finally, you'll look for ways to celebrate or extend the success of arts integration with your staff. This kind of professional development framework leads teachers sequentially through the process themselves so they can easily replicate it in their own classrooms. Let's look at what you could cover or what you would cover in each component of this kind of professional development framework. So for strategies, I am a big advocate for starting with strategies first. As we've already discussed, these provide a quick win for teachers and for students. They're also easy to use as a way to dip your toe into integrating the arts. Here are some key ideas to keep in mind. So you could explore various strategies in visual art, music, dance, and theater. Select 2 to 3 strategies you'd want teachers to try. Don't overwhelm them at first. Then ask teachers to implement the strategies as warm-ups or at specific points in their regular lessons where they make sense, maybe as a bell ringer. And then monitor the use of selected strategies consistently. Number 2 is standards alignment. So standards alignment is what separates a true authentic arts integration or STEAM lesson apart from arts enhancement. Furthermore, it's being intentional about looking for standards across content areas that make a natural fit and then pairing them together. You then use these paired standards to design an integrated lesson. Once you've had some success with using integrated strategies, it's time to take a look at arts and content standards. Now, as a reminder, here's how to do this with your teachers. You're going to review your curriculum documents and identify 2 to 3 areas where integrated lessons could work. Review the standards addressed in your content areas for these lessons and connect with arts educators to find naturally aligned standards in those arts areas. And then create curriculum maps that align these standards together. Number 3 is lesson delivery. Now, after you've had teachers using arts integrated strategies and their standards are mapped out, you can move into showcasing lesson design and delivery. In this process, you're working together to create a lesson that teaches both of the standards that have been selected. The key here is to pivot between both content areas equitably. Neither is being used in service of the other. And good quality lesson design is a must, having a hook, most likely your strategy, followed by clear steps that build upon each other, multiple checks for understanding, smooth transitions built in, and a solid assessment. Here's a few more things to remember about PD in the lesson design process. Use planning documents to create an integrated lesson. Open your lesson with a strategy that helps to connect your 2 standards. Deliver your STEAM or arts integrated lesson and then ask teachers to create and deliver 2 to 3 lessons throughout the year. That's the structure you want to provide for them when you give them that PD. Number 4 is assessment. So this is a big step. Assessing integrated lessons can be overwhelming if teachers don't understand the assessment process. Remember that assessing a standard is simply looking for growth from beginning to end. Evaluation is a judgment of mastery. In an integrated lesson, we're looking for assessment and not evaluation. Evaluations are left to the content teacher and fine arts specialists. However, it's important for teachers to understand that if they teach something, they must assess it. Therefore, equitable assessments for both sets of standards are necessary for an arts integration lesson to be complete. So be sure to work with teachers in order to create assessments for each arts integrated lesson that assess both the content and art standards being addressed. Also, review the assessments to see how students did and then compare trends over time. This is a great way to work with teachers on that. Also, compare the integrated lesson assessments with assessments from non-integrated lessons on the same topic and document your findings. These are all things that you want to work on with your teachers in the assessment corridor. Number 5 is extension. Once you've got the integration process down, now it's time to support it for the long term. It's one thing to do a few arts integration lessons, but it's a whole other thing to make this a part of the culture in your school. To move in that direction and truly create an arts integration school, you need to have a plan to make this sustainable. And that's what this whole sprint has been about. And here are some ideas to consider. You're going to want to identify ways that local businesses and organizations can support or provide resources for integrated lessons. You could host a parent night or a STEAM gallery. You could build a small team of teachers who would like to try this together. These are all ways that you can start to think about how to build that sustainability over time. Now, most of that should have been a review for that for you, since we've pretty much gone over each piece individually throughout the program so far. Some of these have been in individual sprints, and others have been lessons within the sprints, like the strategies component. Either way, you've explored each of these components in depth in some way so far through this program. So what I want you to do now is to consider them as a whole framework, working and building upon each step together. Think about how you would use this implementation framework to introduce or move forward a comprehensive arts integration effort. Now, you'll want to download today's workbook for your brainstorming session. I've created a grid for you to fill out with how you'll use this framework in years 1, 2, and 3 of an arts integration implementation. It's a visionary process, so don't get bogged down with it. Just think about which components will you introduce in year 1, 2, or 3, and what would you review or expand upon each year? Remember, this is just a way for you to envision the process right now. It's not set in stone, so don't stress. It's simply a way to help you make this framework a little bit more meaningful and real for when you're actually ready to apply it. Now, speaking of making this more real, let's talk about this framework in relationship to your final project. Your final project is outlined over in the final project area, but just as a brief review or overview, you'll be creating a short 15-minute video of professional development surrounding one of these 5 areas. We're going to be showcasing your video in our new Winter Arts Integration and STEAM online summit. So I want to make sure that you feel comfortable with this process and have a few ideas for how you might want to create your session. In this sprint project, you're going to be picking one of the 5 implementation areas to focus on: strategies, standards alignment, lesson delivery, assessment, or extension. So once you pick your area of focus, you're going to create a 15-minute professional development session on a key aspect of that area. So for example, if you select the strategies area, you might create a 15-minute PD on a strategy that you can use for arts integration, but with a very catchy title, of course. If you choose standards alignment, you might share ways to connect early childhood standards with art standards to create an after-school makerspace program. for lesson delivery, you could create a session about how to creatively collaborate four content areas in 30 minutes a week. If you're working on assessment, you may share five arts integration assessments that work every single time. If you're focusing on extension, you might share five unique ways to use social media in your next arts night. Okay? Now think about all of these examples of PD sessions. These have been done before. Okay? That's not saying you can't use those ideas, but I am saying you're going to want to think about your own areas of interest, where your own focus is right now, and even the lessons and strategies and assessments that you developed in the last sprints as guidance for this session. So for example, if you currently teach high school, don't create a session for elementary. Create a session geared specifically for your content area or grade level in one of those five implementation stages. This is just meant as a small overview to the much larger project outline. And if you're a little nervous about how to create an engaging PD session, don't worry. We're covering that in our next lesson. So just stay with me. And there you have it. You have officially completed this next lesson. Way to go. For this lesson, I invite you to download that workbook and work through the implementation brainstorming sheet. This is actually going to help you get really clear on each stage, how you can best move through that over a long period of time, and even start to get your wheels turning for that final project. Great work today, and I'll see you in our next lesson.